So let's move away from rapport now completely to goals and goal setting within NLP. And for me, actually, this is one of the most exciting areas of NLP. How many people here have in the past set a goal and you've achieved it? Raise your hand if you set a goal in the past and you've achieved it. Okay, great. So how many people in the past have set a goal and not achieved it? So great. So the thing is here, we know that setting goals works. The issue is, can we set goals in such a way that you can produce the results you want on a consistent basis? Because, and this is only not only for you, obviously, but when you're working with your clients, you want to be setting goals with them that helps them achieve their goals on a regular basis. And goals really are what we call outcomes. Outcomes in NLP basically transfer anything that says goals to outcomes. And this is the main focus behind any coaching that you do with anybody, is it's goal-focused. That's basically what coaching is. When we do therapy work with someone, it's not really goal-orientated as such, it's more remedial, looking backwards, whereas goals tends to be looking forward, it's generative. And so what we're going to look at then is how we look at goals from an NLP point of view. Let's take a look at the areas of life firstly. There are different areas of life that you can set goals in. They can be business and career, personal development goals, family goals, possessions, spirituality, intimate relationships, health and fitness, and financial goals. Now, it's important that when you set goals, I think that you should make sure that you set them in every area if possible. And the reason for that is it helps us to get balance. And one of the things that we like to teach at this level in NLP is the difference between a goal and a state. Because what some people want is actually a state and it's not a goal. So let's look at the fundamental difference between those two things. So let's have a look first at the difference between state and goal. First thing we can say is that state is ambiguous because it's different for everybody. Whereas a goal is very specific. Very, very specific. A state you can have right now, in this moment, you don't have to wait for it, it's something you can have right now. It's just simply a way of internal representation and a physiology that gives you the state. We've seen that mind-body connection, so you can have it now. Every single one of you can have the happiness, the love, everything you want right now. If you put your body in a certain place and you internalize in a certain way, you can have those feelings right now. Whereas with a goal, there's time involved. There's a lag time involved in actually getting the goal. With a state, there are no steps to getting the state. Whereas with a goal, there are steps needed to action to be taken. And also with a state, it's infinite. Infinite in that, you know, I've got all the happiness I could ever have. How would you know you've got all the happiness you could ever possibly handle? Could you know that? You can't know because it's continuous. There's no beginning and end to it. And therefore, a goal is measurable. You know when you've achieved it. A state can be for self and others. You can be happy for other people, for example, whereas a goal should be just for you only. Goals are selfish, and they should be just for you. In order to make them really work, they should be for you only. And states we can achieve by eliciting and anchoring, whereas goals should be written down and we need to take action. So why are goals important, guys? Why would we want to set goals? For what purpose do we talk about setting goals in any endeavor? Think about this, for example. What about if you played football and you had no goals? What's it like playing football with no goals? Or any sport, frankly, with no goals? What's it like? It's not very exciting. It's pretty boring because there's no end product. There's nothing to measure yourself by, which is why, you know, if ever you've trained in football, for example, they always end up with a five-a-side game or something at the end, because otherwise there's no meaning to the training oftentimes. So it's very important that there always are goals to strive towards, because human beings are goal-driven machines. Because as I said previously, look, if you don't have a goal for something, what will happen is, what will you have instead of a goal? Problems. You have problems. Listen. All human beings are looking for is stimulation. We're looking for things that stimulate us all the time. So if you don't have a goal, see, goals provide motivation. Would you agree with that? Does a goal motivate you? Can do, can't it? What about problem? Can a problem motivate you? It does, doesn't it? You've got a problem. You're highly motivated suddenly. What's it like if you don't have anything? What's it like if you have the gap in between? No goals, no problem. What's that like? Death. There's nothing going on here. This is like, you know, there's no point to life suddenly at this point. So if you don't have goals, you will have problems. How many people here do not have a problem or do not have a goal? Raise your hand if you do not have a problem or you do not have a goal. Well, there you go. Look, every single person has either a goal or a problem. So you must set goals, which is really, to a certain degree, setting yourself your own problem. But if you don't do this, what will happen is the universe will come and create one of these for you to provide motivation for you. The universe comes along and kicks you in some way, but then what you end up working on somebody else's problems. And I think it's true that, you know, that if you don't have goals, you end up working for somebody who does. And I think that is very, very true. Certainly my experience as well. So people who work for me are always encouraging them to set goals beyond working for my organization forever. There's plenty of room for growth in my organization, especially at the moment because it's so fresh. And at the same time, I want to encourage people to go beyond, because I like to think of employees as temporary assets. They're not a permanent fixture, they're temporary assets. They're with you for a short time. And you know, my experience is to really grow them while they're there with me. Have them set goals outside of what they are currently doing in my business. So, and some people like don't have goals because they like to say things like, well, you know, I like just to go with the flow. Yeah, how many people have like that phrase, like going with the flow? How many people know people like go with the flow kind of people? And I think the thing about going with the flow is, if you're going with the flow, where does the stream go to with the flow? It goes where the current tends to go, where with the flow? Downhill. And it goes where the fastest current's going, doesn't it? The water will go where the fastest and strongest current is, correct? So if you go down a flow, what's going to happen is you're going down the road feeling quite happy, enjoying the ride suddenly, until you realize when it's a bit too late that you're just about to go over the edge of a waterfall. And then you're going to take a fall and a hit, and it may be a bit too late. And then you're suddenly paddling like mad because you've got this problem suddenly shown up. You're trying to paddling for the stream, and it's a bit too late because the current's way too strong, and you're too late. You're going to have to take that fall and that lesson. So for me, it's like set goals in advance about what it is that you want. Because that's one of the key things that makes things happen. Because if it's just too generalistic and too out there, you're never going to manifest it. You're just going to manifest a whole lot of things that you have to firefight with every day. How many people recognize that? You're firefighting most of the time of your life, dealing with little stuff that comes up constantly. That's just little versions of problems because you don't have a compelling enough future. If you had a big vision for your life, these things would not show up in your life. If they did, you just wouldn't notice them. They wouldn't be anything like as important, so you wouldn't get caught up in those things. So we really want to set our goals, and that's why it's important. So let's have a look at how we set our goals with our SMART criteria. So let's have a quick look at that now. We want to make sure our goals are, firstly, specific. So make sure they're well-defined and that they're simple. If you make it complex and difficult to understand, it's not going to be easily assimilated in your unconscious mind. You don't have to make it difficult. Measurable and meaningful to you. So make sure that you know absolutely that how you'll know that you've achieved your goal, what the outcome will look like when you've achieved it. Because if you haven't got that, you'll never know that you're there when you get there. Make sure it's meaningful to you, because if it's not, you're not going to do what it takes to get that goal to come to fruition. Very important, act as if now. Make sure that when you set a goal, that in your mind as you set it, you absolutely believe that it's already happened. That's very, very vital. As I said to you before, that's how I created these seminars in advance of my business, by knowing in advance I'd absolutely done it already in my head. Try as well as you can to set them in all areas of your life consistently to achieve balance. and make sure they're achievable. So what do we mean by achievable? What is your definition of achievable? That it's possible to do, absolutely. There's an element of possibility. So, you know, if you're going to set a goal that's something that's just physically impossible, or it's impossible because of one law of nature or other, then obviously you're going to fail with that. But clearly, if it's achievable to you, even though it might seem that it's out of your reach, if it's achievable, when it can be achieved because other people are doing it already, it can be achieved. Make sure it's realistic. What does that mean? What benchmark should you use for realistic? Your own. Absolutely. Will there be other people around you who say your goals are not realistic? And the thing is that if you look at most things that are achieved in life, it was achieved by people who are being unrealistic. Most things have been achieved in life are achieved because people had unrealistic expectations of themselves and unrealistic expectations of what they think they could achieve. And those are the real breakthrough. And always, whenever someone does something that they think is going to be unrealistic, it's always met with some kind of ridicule first off. And that's a good thing. If you have someone ridicule you, absolutely know you're on track. If you set a goal to do something and someone says, you can't do that, go like, you know what, I knew he was going to say that, and I am. Make sure, we talked about earlier, that it's responsible and ecological. So if you have a goal, for example, that you want to have a certain relationship with a particular person, is that an ecological goal? To have a goal to have a relationship with a specific person? No, it's not ecological, because they may not want to have a relationship with you. They may be in a relationship with somebody else. But what is ecological is to set a goal to have a relationship with somebody that has the same qualities as that person, because that includes that person as well as everybody else that could also fit into that category as well. And make sure also they're timed and toward. So they must have a definitive time. And what we mean by that is that the time you set for it must be specific, as in, if you'd probably write the goal as something like, okay, it's December 2005. I'm achieving, you know, I'm doing this. So you write it as if it's already happened, rather than writing, in 1 year's time, I will be. What's the problem with writing in 1 year's time? Because it's always 1 year's time. Now, whenever you're on your goal, it's always a 1 year ahead. Whenever you review the goal and look at it, it's still another year's time. Whereas if it's a specific day, a specific time, you absolutely know you've committed to that time. Even if you don't know how you're going to achieve it within that time, it doesn't really matter. What's important is that you set an outcome and you decide when by when you'll know you've achieved it. Now, this is simple stuff. You've heard it before. But what we're going to do now is show you how we can set goals with SMART, how we can use certain questioning to actually set those goals in the SMART criteria. So let's have a look now what we need to do. The keys to achievable outcomes. We would ask for the person, okay, great. We'd say, good. So what specifically do you want? And we're looking for a very good, long, descriptive answer with rich with information. By the way, if they come back with something that they don't want, what would you say? Good, what do you want instead? Absolutely, okay, great. So they tell you everything they don't want, you say, okay, that's great, thank you, awesome, and what do you want instead of that? Okay, so we turn it around, because we want it toward, not away from. And then we want to ask them, okay, where are you right now? And what it means is, where are you right now in relation to this goal? Because if you want to achieve something in life, you've got to know where you're at. If you want to arrive at a certain destination, if you're on a map, for example, and you have a map, and you want to be over here, what do you also need to know? Where you are now. That big arrow says, you are here. And that's what you need to know. And then we want to ask them, okay, good. So what will you see, what will you feel, or what will you hear when you've achieved this goal? And what we're seeking to get there is, what are we seeking to get with that question? What does that get for us? It gets us the as if now. It gives us the measurable thing, because how are they going to know that they've done it? They're going to know they've done it because they've just created an internal representation of what it's going to be like when they get there. That's what that question allows us to do. And what should happen is, when we ask that question, in order to know this is also meaningful to the person, we should also find that the person lights up when they start talking about it. They should get excited about it. Because what that also tells us is that it's something that's meaningful to the person, not to somebody else. Okay? So the person should literally light up in their neurology. Every fibre of their body should be excited about the opportunity that they're seeing in their head. Then we ask them, is it only for you? Because what we want is 100%, we want responsibility from the person for 100% for starting the goal, 100% for maintaining the goal, and 100% for finishing the goal. If any of that responsibility is outside of the person, we may have challenges along the way. And what is it doing? What is it also doing from a major frames point of view? What does that question do? Is it only for you? From one of the frames, what frame does it put them into? Cause and effect, right? We want them to be absolutely that you're responsible for this goal. Okay, then we ask, where, when, how, and with whom do you want to achieve this? What that gets us is that gets us specificity up here. And it also gives us ecology, isn't it? Because it gives us who else is going to be affected by this goal. So it gives us the ecology and it gives us more specificity. And then we ask, what resources do you have now and what do you need to get your outcome? So what we're finding out is, have they done it before? Do you know anybody that has done it, or can you act as if you've done it? And if they can achieve those things, what that allows us to do is, what will it allow us to get on our SMART criteria if we get positive responses there? It gives us the achievable, and it gives us the realistic, doesn't it? Yeah. And the as if now. And also then finally ask, for what purpose do you want it? What will you gain? What will you lose by having this goal? And then you've got some final questions at the bottom, which are very, very powerful. And this is part of what we look at in Master Prac material when we look at the Cartesian coordinates. And those are, what will happen when you get it? Then we ask, oh, what won't happen when you get it? Then we ask, okay, what will happen if you don't get it? And also, what won't happen if you don't get it? Yeah, that one will actually send them into a tailspin, that one. Because you're trying to process double negatives at the same time. So let's just have a quick look at about responsibility for goals. And these are some magical phrases, I think, that are useful to have. When you take 100% responsibility for achieving your outcome and are willing to do it all by yourself, you won't have to. This is a nice phrase because there will be people that you'll need to help you along your way getting the goal. But if you put the responsibility of them having to do something to get your goal, what might happen? Say again. They might let you down. In which case, what happens if you've set it up in your mind that they have to do X, Y, and Z in order for you to get your goal achieved? Shout it out, guys. You won't get your goal achieved. Now, if you set the outcome is that no matter what happens, if they don't do it, I'll do it. I'll take responsibility for it. The moment you take responsibility for it, you probably won't have to. But to the degree that you don't take responsibility for it, it will happen. And it will fall down. So you've got to be prepared to do everything if it needs to be. So when you don't take 100% of your responsibility for achieving your outcome, you're not working magic, you're playing with luck. If you don't take 100% responsibility in your relationships for making your relationship work, what happens? Your relationship doesn't work, does it? You're not working the magic in your relationship if you're not committing yourself 100%. Most people like to commit and try and do things. If you're setting an outcome and a goal, you've got to absolutely 100% commit yourself fully to the achievement of this goal. Of course, the benefit of not taking 100% responsibility for achieving your goal is you always have someone to blame. But you've done that already in the past, and that's not what you came here for.